Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
The Burt Show.
All right, Abby's got your entertainment buzz.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
I have breaking entertainment news that I am so gagged by. I went on entertainmenttonight.com or etonline.com just to, you know, check out all the headlines, see things I could add to this report. And when I saw this, my jaw literally dropped to the floor because Gypsy Rose Blanchard and her husband, Ryan Anderson, are separating after only 3 months with her being out of prison together. I am shook. If you don't know the story, Gypsy Rose Blanchard was abused by her mom with a condition called Munchausen's by proxy. She basically pretended she had all these medical conditions. And long story short, she ends up conspiring with her boyfriend to kill her mom. So she went to jail for that. And she just got out of prison. But while she was there, she had gotten married to this guy named Ryan Anderson. And when she got out, it was like this beautiful love story. Like they waited to be together while she was in prison. And
yes,
now they
beautiful love story. She was on Instagram telling everybody how awesome his D was.
Yes.
Oh, that's how all the beautiful love stories start.
She said the D was fire.
Yes.
And
literally, verbatim.
She was having a moment. Like Gen Z was like, oh my God, this is our icon. We love Gypsy Rose Blanchard. And we're very happy for her because after, you know, being abused by your mom for that long and then going to prison, to see her get to have like a love story, if you will, was really exciting.
Sure.
Well, now on Facebook, she has posted that she and Ryan have decided to separate. She said, people have been asking what's going on in my life. Unfortunately, my husband and I are going through a separation and I moved in with my parents, home down in the bayou. I have the support of my family and friends to help guide me through this. I am learning to listen to my heart. Right now, I need time to let myself find who I am. Which, you know what? I think fair. Her entire life, she's always had people telling her what to do. And she's been in constrictive circumstances that I think, honestly, her being single was a very healthy thing. But I am sad. I was kind of rooting for them.
I mean, her home was a prison. And then she goes to a prison after she, you know.
Mm-hmm. Marriage is then a prison. And, so,
but for some, are you really shocked that they didn't make it, though?
I'm really shocked.
Because the D was fire?
The D was so fire. How are you going to give it up?
It has to work. What do you mean?
And I think just seeing them together, I thought they were so cute. And he spoke so highly of her. And I don't know, in someone who had such a unique upbringing where you experience the abuse of your parent for that long and then you go to prison and then you find someone who is like so in love with you and can look past all of like the trauma that you've been through and can love you for who you are. Like I was like, oh my God, that's such like a story of triumph. And so the fact that it's only lasted 3 months is really sad.
You honestly were rooting for him.
Maybe the D wasn't that good, but
it couldn't have been.
Yeah, right, clearly.
But I think Gypsy's going to get over it because this is one of her most iconic lines. And I think she just needs to tell herself this in order to be able to get over it.
Just love that audio.
It was cool. It went viral on TikTok a couple months back, and I just think she needs to repeat that to herself in the mirror to be able to get through it.
She needs to focus on her for sure, right?
Yes.
Now.
Okay. Now back to the hard hitting news. So Suge Knight is basically saying if Diddy goes to prison, which he's saying that he thinks he's going to, he needs to not use his new name, Brother Love, because it is not going to fly in prison. So this is all coming from commentary from his Collect Call podcast, which he does from prison. And he's saying that he's got to stop using his new name, which he changed back in 2017 to Brother Love, because it's not a good setting. You know, you can't call yourself Brother Love when you're bopping around prison. But what I thought was so interesting is I didn't realize that he has changed his name so many times, Diddy, because I just know him as Diddy. I'm like, this is P. Diddy. He changed his name to P. Diddy after he was found not guilty of other charges in 2001. So I found it very interesting that in 2017, he wanted to change his name again. I almost wonder if he kind of could predict that this was going to happen 7 years later.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was Puff, then he was Puff Daddy, but prison would be the worst thing ever for him if it does happen because of his fame. One, he's going to have to be isolated from everybody and all of the people he has hurt And I think some of those people are in prison, so it wouldn't be a good experience for him at all. Not that it's a good experience for anyone.
Yeah, and it looks like the raids are just the beginning because the feds are issuing subpoenas to companies that have done business with him. They're trying to identify anybody that might have information about this alleged sex trafficking stuff, and also just seeing who else would be like on like the jets and stuff to and from the places where he would have taken them on his jet.
Stuff is coming out of the war work. It's hard to keep track of everything that's coming out.
And that's one of the most interesting parts to me is the quiet. That's from everybody because so many people have been affiliated with him, with his jet issues, with his parties, that I'm sure there are a lot of people shaking in their boots because they don't know once he goes down who's going with him.
It's like Epstein all over again. All right, Drake posted some cryptic messages about his rivals on Instagram. I'll tell you what he's saying on your next E-Buzz on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.